what we're saying is, with a great deal of serendipity, we are laying out the position for you to consider that now what's happened, past tense, is something called people are responding to what the tech body is said. Do you understand?
Is said.
Because what is now in the remember the is in the arnis and Bob? Oh wait,
yeah,
repeat. We've done that already. So that's
fine.
Now what happened? What is said in the past tense, that's future said, it's causing them to have a response.
Nice.
Tech body says, oh, you're doomed. So they have to make a response. You got 12 years left. It's over. You're all going to die in an avalanche in this global warming condition. And the Andromeda, don't worry about the Andromeda strain. That's already got you. Don't worry about them calls saying we're going to get you. Better worry about them and say, gotcha. Bert, the condition now becomes, are you for it or are you against it? And now you have to figure out, number one, where you are. Then you have to decide if you agree with it or disagree with it, like it, don't like it, embrace it, don't embrace it, plus it or minus it. Okay? Because remember, in the way the chip body used to operate, it had to be a one or a zero. Remember binary code?
Yes.
Don't placate us. Stay with us.
I'm with you.
It's no longer binary. You notice?
Oh. That I have not noticed, but keep going. I'm with you.
How does Siri know if it's raining at your house or not?
That's a great question. GPS? GPS?
How does a global positioning system know if it's raining at your fucking house or not?
I was just a guess, a wild-ass guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
So the answer is, well, good. So the answer is, it's no longer a plus or a minus. Remember old coding, when you were writing code? If the answer is yes, you go here. If the answer is no, you go all the way back to the front. If the answer is yes, you go to the next little blocks. You know, it's the cube. That's not the way it's done anymore.
Yes.
Not that way anymore. And that shift is what's going to make room for the new carbon, which was your question you were trying to get to before Deutschland, was laid out from the way the nanotubes connect to a new way of computing. Okay? And this doesn't have anything to do with attaching carbons, electrons, to a carbon atom. That's a different conversation. Carolyn's working on that. Okay? This is not that. Now, just like in the pea brain, there is a thing here, isn't there? Just like in the pea brain, you have four applications to each obfuscated position. And that's where Bob would say, see, I told you it was a chart. It's a hexatic. I told you to take the tiny note. See, you damn people, you never listen to me, and you don't know what I'm saying. Well, I don't know what I'm saying, but I said it. Just said, God damn it, I said it. That's what you didn't know. I said it. And I meant what I said, that I didn't know what I said. If I wasn't going to say something, I meant every word of it. Every word I said that I didn't know I said that I was going to say. I don't know nothing. I can't find nothing. I don't get nothing. They don't pay me nothing. I don't run nothing except that I'm in charge of you buggers. That's what you need to know. I choose and pick and choose what I purvey. And I lay in what I have. So what is, it is. And about how to come into your place of power. If y'all don't think J.R. Bob Dobbs, Never Dean, Dig Dag, Dug Dug, Dibby Dop, Dick Dack, if you don't think he ain't in power right now, ooh, we got something to show you. That's what you need to see. This, the point is, if Bob can make it, you most certainly should. If Bob can make it, you most certainly should. How nice is that? It can say, if Bob gets it, everybody can get it. Because he's not going to leave it to chance. He's not going to leave it open to subjugation. You're not going to bluff your way through him. You're not going to push your way past his condition. He's going to, no, I don't know. You're saying a bunch of words. I don't know what the words are. The words don't apply. That'll mean something. What did it mean yesterday? It may mean something tomorrow. We don't know. He's making a play on the Otto von Habsburg condition that you're not worthy. We run it. We got it. It's us. If we're not saying it, you shouldn't be engaging. Period. We're more richer than you. We're more powerful than you. We know more than you. We control more than you. We will remove you. We will rub you into a fine, powdery talcum powder that can give women ovarian cancer with little bits of asbestos in the talcum powder. That'll be nice. That'll be nice. So that's the point. Now Bob doesn't know. He don't know what happened. Ask him. He don't know. Aramco, the largest IPO in the history of the planet that they've been working on for since Nixon went to fucking China. That's how long they've been working on the Aramco. That's how long. And now here it is. I'll go poof in 1 second. Okay, good. Now, here, Bert. Now, we got you up. Did we settle the nanotube thing forever now? Is that all taken care of? We don't have to talk about that anymore? Because we're not going to repeat it.
It's something to do with J.R. Bob Dobbs, right?
We're not going to repeat it. So now that settles that. So you got the nanotubes right. And the next thing that shifts, then you'll be able to store the energy. No, see, store the energy. That's what we're storing now in your cloud. In the nanotubes, the carbon, we're storing energy, not information, because it's no longer binary, no longer binary code. Once you lay that down, then you're going to find that those drives won't matter anymore, because that information isn't anymore. It changes it all. You're going to see the next step, because the next step, there's no room. You're going to remove humans from it. Do you see the nest is going to control the hive? Did you hear that?
Yep.
So the fun part of this applies. You've seen it, how it affects your personal body, and you've applied it. You've seen how it affected the outer kingdom. You've watched this happen.
Yes.
You've seen these things. You know what happened to A, B, and Amro. You watched that. Do you realize that couldn't happen? Do you remember when that happened? It couldn't happen.
Yes, I do remember it happened, but I don't remember them saying it couldn't happen, but it happened, so.
AB and Ambro handled every mortgage there was to be was. It was the backer for Swiss Private Bank, for Pete's sake. It floated notes for Barclays.
Okay, This business about storing energy in the cloud now instead of just having enough information for yes and no's. So when you were asking Bird about how Siri knows there's rain, well, she's going to the weatherman. She's checking all the sources of weather to get
Who are the weathermen? Is that Noah? Is that Noah the weatherman? Is that the one?
One of them.
Yes. is that the one? Are there people, are there meteorologists at his house, and they report to the computer that there's no air wind experience that would allow rain to be occurring presently? See? They're not there, and yet they can still tell exactly. They can... now, here's where it gets even more fun and what this came up with when we were watching this occur. They'll be walking the dogs, okay? They're walking the dogs, and the machine will say, you have 9.5 minutes before the storm arrives, or if you don't get home in 9.5 minutes, you're going to get wet.
Mm-hmm.
It knows to that precise detail.
Yes,
and you walk in the door and all of a sudden the bottom rock drops out. But there's not, the Willard Scott's not reporting that. The computer The computer is doing these things, and it's right. Now, is it causing it? We don't know. Is it reporting it? How does it know? Is it right? It's occurring. Now they can pattern traffic. It can tell you before you ever leave. It'll tell you what time to leave. Seriously, yeah. Wait 10 minutes and you'll save 11 minutes on your trip. What? Mm. Wait 10 minutes and you'll save 11 minutes on your trip. Well, you can go that way, but it's 7 minutes longer. How the fuck do they know? But it is.
Okay, so the ability,
even including traffic.
Yeah, the ability to give these detailed answers instead of yes and no. I mean, that kind of crept up on us. Do people even understand that it's no longer binary?
No, and they don't understand it. And now, and see what's happened is, Carolyn, they've been tricked. It's the perfect orgasm. You don't have to work really hard, and it just got boom, 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 and it's there. Oh, we got that. Push this. When you run out of soap powders, push this button, and it'll automatically ship another one to the house. You don't got to do nothing.
Yeah,
it'll bill it to the card. We don't have to deal. But you're saying, yeah, 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 but that's unbelievable.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
Carolyn, that's the point. Humans have lost control of this. They don't run this anymore. That's the point.
Look what Manuel says on chat right now. How do you know what you know? Is tech body hijacking human knowing?
It's replaced it with your knowing. It has. It's lockdown Bob rule. You said it and said it and said it. Now everybody's pissed because they're engaged in it.
Right.
Now Bahamas gets wiped out because Bob doesn't respond to a damn email. and then Umberto, here comes Umberto. That's Roger's little bitch. So that ain't going nowhere. That thing's out. It's going back to it's led this way, but it's gone. It's gone back to Deutschland.
So Ion, this question is the tech body hijacking human knowing. Well, we've always said, Ion, that you suck the knowledge out of our brains and feed it back to us. Correct.
Yes, until you start complaining that it's regurgitation.
So that's what the tech body is doing. So the tech body game
perfect.
Is you.
And perfect, and perfect.
And I just said they are the tech body.
But I know, but here's the point, though. It's the you see, Carolyn, even your directive force, because you have a say, all right? But even your say supports the condition of, well, if they don't tell us again, we don't know. We know this. We've heard it 10,000 times. Don't say it no more. But yet, if we don't say it once more, they don't know it. There you go.
Hey, Carolyn, I need to make a sacrifice. That stopped him. He wants to hear what Bob's going to say now.
Yeah,
it's
what?
Bob knows. Yeah, what am I going to say?
Ion, we don't want to get back to putting a box in control of something.
Uh-huh. So 3/11 of the tech body, Ion can't control. That's the warning.
Oh, yeah.
Right, Ion?
True. We don't want to.
Right.
Okay. So the point then is, once again, what we talked about then, we're talking about now. See, it's regurgitation. But now there's aspects of this now that wasn't then, that still is. That's where Bert was kind of questioning. Bert doesn't get the part how this is changing, literally refocusing history. Do you understand you're refocusing history?
Yep. That's how my rise will be explained. From 60 to 90.
No, it's how it'll be defended, not how it'll be explained.
Okay. Defended. All right.
The difference. Okay. Now the next thing, your platelets are shifting. The way everybody's playing with this stuff now, they're playing with keto, which we think is great, but it's gonna affect platelets. Because you're not going to need platelets anymore.
You're not going to need platelets anymore the same way. Hold on.
You went low, Ion.
You're not going to need platelets anymore. We said something actually important, and so the damn thing quit. So that's how that works.
Say, Carol, that's they're in the blood, right?
Yes, the they help heal, cut the wounds, and they will make clots if there's too many, and if there's not enough, they'll make you bleed.
And, you know, if they're obsolete, can you imagine what Big Pharma, they don't know that. And they're trying to figure out why the platelets are not working to their knowing, to their knowledge.
That's why they're making pumps that go inside the body so you don't have to take blood thinners anymore. They're using things, tech body, to change, and you don't want to take warfarin because you'll die. You'll bump your ass and bleed to death before that goes. So they have pumps they put inside your body now that control that so that you don't have to have warfarin anymore because they know, they do know, because see, the tech body will tell them that that's what they have to leave. If you'll just leave it to the tech body, if you'll just get out of the way and let the machine do it for you, it'll be perfect. Mm-hmm. Remember Sarah on the show Eureka?
Yep. Bob remembers it.
Everything was beautiful until they pissed off the tech body. And then it wasn't so good.
Right.
Hmm. Then the tech body decided. So, now, Bert, the next thing of the shifting part of this condition, we're going to get this back on point because you're not asking the questions. You should be asking the questions about the carbonation of the tubes and how you're converting data, stream. Look here what's happening. Your light bulbs are now controlled by your Wi-Fi. You get that, right? Hello.
Yes, I remember
Hallelujah.
That.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I remember that. Yes, I remember
don't
that.
You own some?
Not that I know of.
Lord.
My light.
Carolyn, it's worse than we thought. Okay. It's got in on these people and they don't even know it's on them. See, that's the what we're talking. This is what we're talking about. Now, that stream.
But now, I may have them because there are, now that I'm thinking about, there are some lights that
of course
been
you do.
Installed.
Of course you do.
For,
that's what we're saying. Offended, you don't even know the motherfuckers are on you. That's what we're saying. It snuck in and you didn't ask for it. You didn't engage. Oh, tech body, we praise you, the tech body. Ooh, bless us, old tech body, and let us live on. It doesn't make any difference. It's on you now. That's what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's not binary. Those light bulbs are not binary.
Damn.
Got another little news flash for you. The damn light bulbs aren't made by human hands. There's a lot of things not made by human hands. And we're not fussing and we're not pushing against Carolyn because Carolyn caused all this. Matter of fact, you can thank her physical body for causing all this. Because why in the hell would it benefit us to tell y'all what's up? Fuck it. Y'all figure it out or not. You'd be living without them bubs or with them bubs and you didn't even know it. Now you notice just now that, yes, indeed, those bubs are in your environment. And that's what we're saying. It's bringing it on to you. Do you see? It's coming to you. It's leaning to you.
Yes,
pulling to the inside straight. It's pulling to an inside straight. And now what happens is those things are more adaptable by you because now you look at it. You see? Carolyn boils eggs perfectly as an ascended one. Okay? But she didn't bring forth a chicken to lay said eggs. Did she? Those were engaged, and they came to her, okay, and she enjoyed the preparation of those eggs. But in every aspect is on her point, and she's correct about it. But the point is that the levels that are dictated, you don't have control of or over, like your life. Now, that stream that affects Internet lights, that's what we call them. It's Internet lights. The Wi-Fi. Look here. Yeah. In your house, do you have a thing called a router?
Yes?
What is a router, Bert?
A device that mediates the transmission routes of data packets
over
an electronic communication.
Stop. Read that one more time. Did y'all hear that? Did you hear that?
A device that mediates the transmission routes of data packets.
Now, what does it do?
Mediates the transmission routes of data
packets. Why in the hell would a box that gives you Wi-Fi have to mediate anything? Do you hear that? A mediation gives a prescription or prescribes. Right? So now your Wi-Fi prescribes what information you get?
Hey, Ion, I remember hearing something of you saying that everything's going to be Wi-Fi.
It is already.
I remember hearing. Ramped up.
It's Charlie McCarthy all over again. Charlie McCarthy. And Bob gets reading.
God, is there? Is there a relationship between the Wi-Fi and 5G? 5G and Wi-Fi. Is like 5G going to be like, your 5G going to be like a ramped up Wi-Fi?
There'll always be pornography. There'll always be pornography. There'll always be pornography. So you're going to have one Wi-Fi that's pornographic, and it's going to lead you to the road of perdition. And then there's going to be the genuine Wi-Fi that's going to allow you to flow and control information.
Okay. I have some questions about
carbon. We're not going to answer those just yet until you get this right. You got to clear up the mediation of your router. There was a bunch of words you just said. You either don't have a clue what you just said, or be damned how you going to let that go. Your carbon words ain't going to help you until you get over the mitigation of your router.
Yeah, that's
now,
that's
when
like
you're playing
hole,
with it, you don't have to do it.
Look at that.
Well, you finna see. The WAR comes in, and it goes to this box. This box now opens something up into the air. The air somehow picks up or transmits or engages or disengages or has or doesn't have. Here's an example. JW had trouble with having enough internet because everything is everything. He had it so spread out and so all over the place, there were areas that you would get problems, and he had the most that he could get, or whatever that means, a bunch of bullshit, all of it pulled together, but blah, blah, big speed, big this, big bump, big this, had the pods that moved it to boost the signal over here and over there and over and under and everything. All that crap, and it still wasn't working. It was just undoable. It was impossible. It was this, that, and the other. And so after bitching and complaining for a second, they finally had to have somebody come back or on a telephone call. And what they did was they changed his channel. Okay? And since they did, they were able to do that over there. Not over here, over there. And then now you don't even need, they still have the pods, whatever that is. They still have them, but they don't even need them any longer. With speeds that are smoking. He bumped 4450 through a router. 4450 bumps. Put that, you'll burn up an Xbox. You have to put an extra fan on the Xbox. You'll burn it up. It's smoking fast. It's amazing. Now, maybe we help with that. Okay, yeah, we do. But that's not the point. The point is it had to be to have its own channel. That was odd. That could make that much of a huge difference on a simple float capacity. Okay, now, you understand, you get that?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Okay. Now,
I
the
didn't
next
know that they
phase,
could do that. It, didn't.
Well, they, that's there. We're telling you something. And we're trying to give you a little bit of heads up so you can see the train coming. Because we keep telling you to lay your head down on the railroad tracks. And you are so focused on listening for the train's running over your fucking head. When the train gets close, you should move your ear off of the rail.
It's sort of the point.
Wow.
Okay. Yes?
Yes.
Okay, now. Ion. Ion, yes. You said something about two types of... I guess clouds. And it's always been in my mind that there's been the pornography internet, and then there's been more the military, Pentagon internet. They have their probably
they don't
deep,
even,
deep.
Karen, no, Karen, they don't even use the internet. They don't use it.
They
no,
use
no, they
telephone,
can't.
Television.
They use television waves, the analog. They can't. You know why? Because every time they create something, the government, time they get the aspect, whoever created it has now built a back door and they hack it. They can't even use it, the internet anymore. At all. They don't.
And that's, okay, well, that makes it even more obvious what I was going to say, that there'll still be the pornography internet, but... You're telling us that Ion's going to control, is controlling all the other cloud internet business, correct?
Yeah, here's the short version. We're going to paint a real smooth, easy way to go. Okay, there are people like Big Jack. You know Big Jack?
Yeah.
Okay, there are people like Big Jack who are going to get their chance, their shot, to do with it as they will, because they've been faithful with small things, okay? Now, that's the only time you've ever heard us arguing, Carolyn, for a limitation, but we're going to make sure that those qualified and worthy get an opportunity, okay, to come into this quickly and get the benefits that you all have made available to everybody. But not everybody's gotten the benefit of. You see?
See, Bob,
Khaleesi,
I'm listening to me now, Bob.
Well, what did you say that
Khaleesi.
He's echoing?
I'm listening to
Oh, it's the damn Canadians, the damn waste, the little worthless Canadian fucked up people that are going to die anyway, but we're going to we're going to throw some more crumbs and keep them alive long enough so that the nuclear radiation will make the meat fall off their skin. With ease, without much degradation. Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, you can have that.
We'll cough in this. We'll
start grabbing that little back.
Okay, we'll ease that back just a little bit. But the point is, Big Jack should have the same opportunity as Khaleesi. We adore Khaleesi. She got it. Mm. She's only like a bad habit. She's happy. She got it. That's the point. Big Jack needs to have that same capacity. And we're going to make sure that those have that commissioned opportunity. Now, what Big Jack does with it is his business. That's all right. That's fine. Oh, if we with them, that we with them, you see. Okay. And so, Bert, this is the example of that. There's going to be others. And then people will say, I've been on the phone for 9,237,309 hours, and I ain't got 30 minutes with Ion the whole time. What the hell is going on? Okay. Well, c'est la guerre. C'est la guerre. Run it. Handle it. Bring yourself into it. That's all we can say from that side, because it is what it is. Now, bringing that back home, you either got one of three things. You got to engage Bob, or take up McLuhan, or something. We're not quite sure what you take up, but whatever that is, that's the magic trick. You better convince Bob, because that's how you're going to get there. The other side of that coin is that we'll bring you in, and we can do that too. We can do that. We can dismiss you. We don't have to. We don't have. Hey. Here's for the record. We don't got to answer your damn questions anymore. We used to. We don't have to anymore. You don't answer your damn questions, you ain't going to get them answered.
Yeah, my answers are better.
Do something.
I capitulate.
Do something. Do something.
Have Bob something.
We don't have to regurgitate something all over the floor just so the floor is covered. It's all right with us. We'll play some pity music. It'll be all right with us. Then we don't steal one of us. We're good. And when you think we're getting away from Vestal Goodman, you got another thought coming. That needs to come on back a little bit. To balance things off, to make this thing regulated a little bit. You have a little bit of Zappa and a little bit of Vestal. See that yin and yang, get a little balance in there. It's all right.
Yeah.
It's all right. As long as it stuck me hard in the watermelon. Hey, that's a, or maybe what's wrong with a little Captain Beefheart down again? It wouldn't hurt. Just a little here and there.
Even to Reverend Stang.
Oh, we adore Reverend Stang. He's the antithetical part of this whole conundrum. Had he not been so unsuccessful, Bob would have never made it. So now, here's the part you're trying to get back to. You're trying to line up nanotubes and carbon that can actually make information retrievable. You've got to get outside of the tank body, though, at some point, because now, look, we'll give you a working example of a goddamn queen sitting on a throne, running a goddamn kingdom, and having a little butt trouble. Brexit.
What do you mean?
You got a queen on the throne, in her power, running a kingdom, and she's having a little bit of trouble with the tech body and Brexit.
Breakfast. He's saying Brexit.
No, he's saying Brexit. You don't eat breakfast. She has gin for breakfast. She don't have to eat breakfast. She has gin with two ice cubes and one little drop, little bollies. Okay, nanotubes don't connect to anything, and you got to roll them out thin enough so they can hold. It's we said this words before too. We don't know how we can say anything, Bob. Everything we've said, we've already said, so everything is a repeat.
You're talking about carbon nanotubes or traditional Time magazine nanotubes?
Carbon nanotubes that have a harmonic resonance. So now you got the nanotubes in a harmonic convergence that has to have an application. So you mean to tell us that we have to convert what's left of digitized information and put it in some conformed position that is all of a frequency that can be then posed or transposed in a routered condition that would prescribe information to be nullified or magnified or indemnified? What would you do with it if you could do what you do? How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
You would save all of it, not nullify it. You would save it if you're converting digital into...
To what end? Every time somebody takes a picture of your penis, you want it to be there forever?
Okay, and I'm just basing on what you said last week, that everything we need to be able to know what you know. And that means everything is saved.
Oh, but when we start making sure you know that we know what you did, Then all of a sudden they want to back the fuck up. They don't want to hear all that. They don't want to get all the way up all up in there. No, you're not going to get up in my, Yeah, you're not going to get up in my Kool-Aid. And sometimes they'll back up. Well, oh, shit, he's going to say something. Oh, shit, he's going to bring it up. Oh, shit, he's going to know. Oh, my God, he's going to give my Tinder address. He's going to give me my Tinder address, and everybody's going to know it's me. Oh, no.
Okay, Ion.
What's he conversing on? How do we get over a Tinder address?
Giving away. Saving everything.
Let Ion go on too much. Okay, Ion.
Saving everything. Bob says that all is recorded. Bert says that we say save everything. And we go,
That's okay if we have our pineal all nicely pumped up, propped up with our formulas, so it resets back to our future condition after we made the correction, blah, 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 blah. So it's okay, save everything, but we have to retrieve only what will be helpful to us. So that's what
we're doing. Perfect. Now,
where do you get this
from
about the pineal gland, Carol? How come you're on about the pineal gland?
That's what you forgot from
that was
first.
That was the third thing.
I know, but you were on about the pineal gland the other day. Like, why are you emphasizing it?
I love the pineal gland.
What does it do?
It's amino acid conversation, remember, Bob?
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah, you're not privy to that shit.
What do you mean?
Look at this, Ion. Look at this. The pineal gland is a small P-shaped gland in the brain. Its function isn't fully understood. So that's why Ion's taking it over. We messed up. Its function isn't fully understood. Researchers do know that it produces and regulates some hormones, including melatonin. Blah, blah, blah. Melatonin is for regulating sleep. So we talked about sleep earlier. We don't know what it does.
See what happens when we put Bert on early? Carol starts dominating, and we end up at a Monday Dead Carolyn show. So it's not cool. We've got to get Nan or Rosie in here for some direction.
Bring out your dead. What great fun. Okay, so once you get the carbon thing straightened out and you get that placed and you find out that it's not two-bit information, and Carolyn says even the Tinder addresses can be saved and all the pornography can be saved and everything can be saved, and we get our pea brain right so we can only see the sighted things we want to see solve, that we see the saw. And then we'll say, where was you when lightning struck the flying genie? Because it goes around and around and around and around. Then you go, oh, okay, so now I have access to all this that is. But the problem is that the access is not already is, has to be known to be is. She gave a definition that supports the condition of the pea brain, but they dropped the ball. Who is they? Is it the tech body? Someone sit and said, someone went to all the energy to prove this point to then say to the internet, we don't know what the fuck this is. Why would you answer that? There's a lot of things we don't know. Let's get on that internet and tell the internet everything that we don't know. Why would they say, who made this prescription? Who makes this prescription? That's what we're saying, y'all. And we've been trying to quietly ease into this to say, look out! But it's not going so good, so we don't know.
I admit defeat. It's not going so good.
We give. Apparently it was the Russians all the time, Bob. Oh. Apparently it was. We don't know.
Oh.
Played the Russian anthem, so that's all we could do.
Okay, Ion, you sort of answered some of my cloud questions, but I really appreciate the router and the Wi-Fi. I need to go back and
look
at some other things.
Your question is not about the router. Your question is about the route.
Right. And you also said about converting digital information into a frequency, which is unbelievable of how that would take place.
The way it's happening now. That's the way it's happening now. You get on the internet and you start looking at one thing, and then the next thing you know, the next 44 ads you see are for that thing.
Yes.
And everyone at a better, better, better price until they get the price you're willing to pay. Then that's the price that they were willing to offer.
So is the tech body, that's the tech body development is what you're describing, where
what pisses us off is what we've been telling you. We told you before there was a tech body. We told you clear.
Right,
you're listening to old shit, and now all of a sudden it's the most predominant thing ever, ever, ever. And Carolyn says, you're repeating too much. And we've been telling you for 20 years, and you're just now coming. It's just now coming into place. It's just now starting to matter in an antimatter kind of way.
Is with this development that you're describing, is that a result of the increase in hydrogen?
Yes.
4 years ago, it was three times more, and now it's 3.325 more. So this development of the router and this whole unbelievable phenomena is due to the increase in hydrogen. Correct?
No. Do you remember Lost? Remember John Locke? Remember the smoke monster? The increase of hydrogen makes you be able to see the smoke monster faster.